By beholding Christ, we become like Him. November 27. Look upon Christ, assimilate His image. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. The strength of nations and of individuals is not found in the opportunities and facilities that appear to make them invincible. It is not found in their boasted greatness. That which alone can make them great or strong is the power of God. They themselves, by their attitude toward His purpose, decide their own destiny. Human histories relate man's achievements, his victories in battle, his success in attaining worldly greatness. God's history describes man as heaven views him. In the divine records, all his merit is seen to consist in his obedience to God's requirements. The centuries have their mission. Every moment has its work. Each is passing into eternity with its burden. God is still dealing with earthly kingdoms. He is in the great cities. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the doings of the children of men. We are not to say God was, but God is. He sees the very sparrows fall, the leaf that falls from the trees, and the king who is dethroned. All are under the control of the Infinite One. Everything is changing. Cities and nations are being measured by the plummet in the hand of God. He never makes a mistake. He reads correctly. Everything earthly is unsettled, but the truth abides forever. In the eyes of the world, those who serve God may appear weak. They may be apparently sinking beneath the billows, but with the next billow they are seen rising nearer to their haven. I give unto them eternal life, saith our King, and none shall be able to pluck them out of my hand. Though kings shall be cast down and nations removed, the souls that through faith link themselves with God's purpose shall abide forever. Fasten your eyes upon Jesus, and by beholding you will become assimilated to His image.